People have been exploring and mapping the world for centuries, but there's one last great frontier, the Arctic. Less than 1% of the U.S. Arctic Ocean has been mapped with modern tools. That means some charts are still based on surveys from as far back as the 1800s, when they dropped ropes into the water to measure the distance to the seafloor. Rear Admiral Gerard Glang is head of NOAA's Office of Coast Survey. He's the guy in charge of charting all U.S. coastlines. He told me why he's still got a lot of work ahead of him when it comes to mapping the Arctic.
NOAA is responsible for U.S. charts in the entire exclusive economic zone, so all U.S. waters. So for Alaska, that's about the size of the landmass of the Pacific Northwest plus California. What we do is we identify those areas that we think are most important to chart first, to survey first, because we look at where the ships are going. And so we would estimate about 40,000 square nautical miles are really the top priority. That those are the areas we need to do.
How long would it take just to map the 40,000 significant miles you just talked about, the ones that you're sort of prioritizing?
With our current capacities, we're estimating we can get about 500 to 800 square nautical miles surveyed every year. So the math tells us it's at least 50 years, maybe 80 years, just to get the priority areas done. And those priorities change, of course. New places in Alaska will become important for different reasons, either resource extraction or for fishing or whatever economic development might need to happen there. So those 40,000 aren't static.
That's a really big task. I mean, even if nothing changed at all, you still have a good 80 years of work ahead of you.
All I can say is yes.
Well, why has so little of this area been mapped so far?
In the national context, you know, we're balancing our mapping needs and charting needs up in Alaska with the rest of the United States. And we have the same problem on the East Coast and on the West Coast, where it's important that we make sure the places where modern commercial vessels come into our ports, that those are surveyed well. So it's a question of how much can you get done when you're balancing against other national needs, but also it's a tough place to work. It's a short survey season. You get maybe 3 months of good weather where you can do this ocean mapping, this hydrographic surveying work. And then in some places, of course, there has been persistent ice, which is now becoming, since it's receding, less of an issue, is also a driver for having ships start to go up into those areas.
Given that only around 1% of our coastlines are mapped with modern technology, where do some of those older surveys come from?
Well, we've got some old surveys, that's for sure. I'm told we still have some soundings, some depth measurements from Captain Cook. On some of our charts, we still have information that came to us when the United States purchased Alaska in 1867, so from Russian charts. Another example I can think of is going into the Yukon River. We have survey data there from 1893. You'll find all vintages of surveys, and where those surveys were done was really a function of where was the economic development happening and what were our national defense priorities.
Hmm. Do you think there's ever going to be a point in your lifetime when all the U.S. waters are charted?
No, because the coastal waters or the seabed underneath the coastal waters is always changing, sometimes very slowly in geologic time. But in other places, it changes seasonally where the rivers come and meet the coast and they're changing, they're pushing sediment out. Where storms meet coastal areas, they're changing the shorelines and creating new areas where vessels start to navigate. And then there's a change in use. A port may be built there or a mine may be put there, and that drives the need to improve or update the charts.
It's amazing to me to know that there are still so many places that we just don't know about on our own coastline.
Well, that's exactly right. There's this thrill you get from exploring and being the first to see a place. Certainly the landscape in Alaska is beautiful and breathtaking, but to know that no one has mapped that particular area of the seafloor, that's pretty exciting. There's always the thrill of discovery. We do, on occasion, come across uncharted shipwrecks, so that doubles the excitement and allows us to have a story we can share with folks who don't normally understand how little we've mapped of our coastal waters.
Rear Admiral Gerard Glang is head of NOAA's Office of Coast Survey. We talked about the challenges of mapping the Arctic Ocean.